This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Secretary of State is asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit that claims her office improperly deleted election data and placed illegal rules around election audits. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The lawsuit was filed by the Douglas County Clerk and Republican State Representative Ron Hanks. Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold denies the allegations and says the plaintiffs are misusing the judicial process to undermine confidence in elections. She says an annual election system upgrade deleted past activity logs, not actual election records. Griswold also argues that she has the legal authority to limit third-party election audits and restrict who was allowed to access voting equipment. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
With the start of winter, the common cold may be a little more common, and how to tell that from coronavirus. Health experts encourage people to get tested if they have cold-like symptoms. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Cough, sore throat, headache, runny nose. The early symptoms of a cold, the flu, or COVID-19 are similar. So similar that you're not likely to know what it is just from the symptoms, says Dr. Michelle Barron, who heads infectious disease control at UC Health.
I would still recommend getting testing. And the good news is that there is now a test available that can test you for COVID, for flu, and for some of the other common viruses.
And the test only requires one swab. Testing is available at local pharmacies, state-run sites, and you can get tests sent to your door. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
A COVID outbreak among the cast of The Lion King has forced the Denver Center for the Performing Arts to cancel the show through the holiday weekend. Officials hope performances can resume on Tuesday, December 28th. Tickets for the canceled shows will be refunded. And El Paso County has identified its first case of the Omicron variant. That's in a man who is fully vaccinated and now has mild symptoms. This is CPR News.